Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Stevie Dan bringing us back to this peg from the Aja album. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Art Diamond is here. Art is the author of Openness to Creative Destruction, Sustaining Innovative Dynamism. ArtDiamond.com is his website. He's a professor of economics at the University of Omaha, Nebraska. He's a senior fellow with the American Institute of Economic Research. Art, thanks again for being here. He's also a member of our Brain Trust folks. Art, before we get into the economy, and which is where we discuss the response to the disease, any wrap-up thoughts on how you think? I pointed out in a column, I guess it was last week, the week before, that you know we're going to have COVID-21. What are we going to learn from COVID-19 to help us with COVID-21? I don't think we're going to shut the economy down from a medical progress standpoint, from a societal response to this thing. What do you think we have learned from 19 to prepare us for 21? What do you think?
I think we need to have allow more nimble innovation in medicine. My next big project is going to be on medical entrepreneurship, and I think if you look at a lot of the big advances in the past, it's been by a process of trial and error. There were a couple of people who found cures for childhood leukemia and Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yep.
The way they did it was make an adjustment to their chemotherapy cocktail, and then next week they would meet again to make further adjustments. And the way we do it now is we have centrally planned protocols that the physicians have to follow, and we're cutting off the kind of innovation that we might be at a stronger place. We might have better drugs now, and we might know how to develop faster vaccines. If we had allowed in the past the kind of nimble innovation that has worked in the past when it's been allowed. And what I worry about is that we're going to stick to the central planned model and we'll have slower innovation. So I hope we learn the right lessons. I hope we learn that it's that trial and error innovation. We don't need to have double-blind, random clinical trials to have knowledge. We can have knowledge more nimbly. May not be quite as certain, but it's faster. Mm-hmm. And what we need is fast knowledge a lot of times.
Right.
You don't need to have a clinical trial to know that parachutes work.
Right, exactly. Right?
Nobody's ever done a clinical trial of that. We wouldn't want you to do that. But
exactly. So you're talking about analog thinking, logical thinking. Let me ask you a question. Do you we've declared war on coronavirus, on COVID-19. We're pulled out all stocks. We're all in. Whatever it takes, we'll print all the money. We'll give everybody whatever they need to get this thing done. Because it's the boogeyman of the du jour. So why haven't we declared war on breast cancer? Why haven't we declared war on prostate cancer? Why haven't we declared war on Parkinson's? You see what I mean? I'm not minimizing the hardworking heroes who've been doing the research on this, but we've been working on these diseases for a long time, and I know we've come a long way, but I don't think we've declared war on them. And I wonder, will what we're doing right now change any of that, you think?
I hope so, and that's partly why I want to get op-ed pieces out, and what I want to write and research on it is I hope to be able to nudge the debate a little bit in the direction of less regulation and more physician experimentation. Nixon declared war on cancer back in the 1960s, and he was predicting that we would cure it within 10 or at most 20 years, and it didn't happen. And the lesson we should have learned from that, he meant well, he was well-intentioned. Joe Biden in the Obama administration that was appointed by Obama to be in charge of sort of the second war
on
cancer after his son passed away tragically. But the lessons we haven't learned that what we tried before didn't work. Having a centrally planned war isn't the way to make big progress on things where we really want and need big progress. So I hope we learn the lesson, but I'm not sure. I'm going to try and get the lesson out there best I can anyway.
Right. From an economic standpoint, what do you think we've learned from this? I said a week ago that when COVID-21 hits us next year, we won't shut the economy down again. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we need to at least do things in a more selective way. We need to do things more carefully. We need to say what things, if they're shut down, you know, you don't want to have big maybe gatherings where it can spread rapidly. Mm-hmm. But maybe, but to shut everything down has been a real costly thing to do. And that has bad effects on our health and on everything else. So I hope at least if we ever have to shut things down, we shut it down in a more selective way.
Right, right. I agree 100%. Do you think that they did the right thing, the response that we've had so far to the disease? Do you think they did the right thing the way they did it?
Well, I don't, you know, the social distancing, I have mixed feelings about it. The work I do, I can do from home.
Right.
I don't have skin in the game as much as people in small business do. I know that people in small business, a lot of them are really bleeding through this in a way that I'm not. And so for me, I can be more mellow about saying, yeah, let's hunker down at home for a month. I don't enjoy it. I'm missing my daily swim.
Right.
But I'm not going to lose my job. And so part of me understands the flattening of the curve argument in the absence of a vaccine or a cure with a highly contagious, deadly disease. If you look to the 1918 flu, the places that sort of hunkered down, there's some evidence that they did better in terms of fatalities yeah. than the places that didn't hunker down. So I have real mixed feelings.
Right.
But what I want to emphasize is let's allow cures and vaccines and all that to come as quick as possible. Then we aren't going to face the difficult choice of
right.
Do
we may have to, and I think that's a little more on the European model. Hey, Art, thank you for being here very much. And by the way, we were talking earlier about social distancing. When they said everybody can, you know, be 6 feet apart, my friend said, "Why would I want to get that close to Blasingame?" Hey, Art, thanks for being here. ArtDiamond.com is the website, folks. He'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.